Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Phil from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
14215.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
52.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
American Black.
Thank you. What is your race? Select all that apply. White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or Middle Eastern?
Afro-America.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of the school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
1 year college.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Trump, Donald Trump, the Republican, something else, or not eligible, or did not vote? Sorry?
I voted.
Okay. And if you don't mind, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely vote?
I'm going to definitely vote.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about their candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Sorry, you mentioned that you agree, or do you disagree?
I agree.
Would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Next one is protecting gender equality. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Definitely matters.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters. Definitely matters.
Okay. So would you say matters a lot or somewhat?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. And the next one is the election for Congress, House of Representatives, of or the Senate. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
It matters a lot, but I have to go into my doctor's appointment.
Oh, okay, I do understand. But thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.